Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Reach out, touch faith.
So many different things that I want to share with you right now, and you know, I'm up against the end of Friday. We're just not going to have time to do it all. So here's a couple. You remember the interview, the 60 Minutes interview they did with Kamala Harris, where they edited her?
Yes.
And where she had a word salad answer to a question that made her look really dumb. And somehow or other, the staffer at CBS released that as the promo clip, which made her look bad. But then the actual interview, they had skipped that part to a part that made her look less bad. And then it was, you know, oh my God, what kind of editing are they doing at CBS? Are they in the bag for the Democrats? Are they shading the news? And are, you know, all of this stuff. And they never released the transcript or the video. And then there's been a lawsuit against them. Trump's got a lawsuit against them for all of this. And now the FCC, which is under the Trump administration, has actually received and released the full transcript and the full raw video. Like, it matters now. I mean, it's way too late for this to matter. Who's going to... If this had come out at the time, I would have watched the whole thing. I'm not going to bother watching this. What's the point? I assume there are other bad parts, or somebody's going to notify me if there are, but it's interesting that this has come out now in basically response, because you have an obligation if you're a broadcaster, you know, over the air. You have an obligation to sort of, you know, caretake the public interest and the news obligation. And if you don't do that properly, you could eventually have problems with your license. So, you know, and 60 Minutes is saying, CBS is saying that, you know, they did their best, they did a lot of right things, they didn't change much meaning. You know, we did as much of the vice president's answer as we could, about half of the total and so forth. But, you know, I mean, the one really glaring bad edit, I'll just say it very generically, is pretty glaring. Meanwhile, the FCC has actually been in a bunch of news recently. I mentioned this one earlier a little bit, but they're investigating a radio station in, was it L.A., I think? The coverage of ICE raids, Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids, where they, I guess, were on the air. This is San Francisco, KCBS. For airing specific details about an immigration enforcement action in San Jose last weekend, like they were telling people what kind of vehicles the undercover ICE agents were driving while the raid was underway. You know, sort of a ICE is at 3rd and Jefferson, run north. I mean, I don't know if it was quite that specific, but that's sort of the direction here, which would seem like, you know, interfering with the law enforcement or something like that. Plus, again, the kind of obligation to be of the public service. In the news, a very weird and interesting case. There's another one the FCC has been involved in, and this one, it caught me by surprise, but it's not a surprise. This has actually been decades in the making. The FCC, the new head of the FCC, it's Brendan Carr, has opened an investigation into NPR and PBS because they are not supposed to air commercials. You know, we are a commercial radio station. We air commercials. We pay taxes. They are nonprofit. They're not supposed to air commercials. They're not supposed to be able to generate revenue through selling ad space, right? Because that puts them in a competition with us, and they're government subsidized, and they don't pay taxes, and we do, right? That's the idea, okay? He says, I am concerned that NPR and PBS broadcasts could be violating federal law by airing commercials. In particular, it is possible that NPR and PBS member stations are broadcasting underwriting announcements that cross the line into prohibited commercial advertisements. You know, so like I might say, you know, hey, go to Frontier Motors and shop for your next used vehicle. And that's an ad. Okay. Or it might say, you know, this segment brought to you by Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty or something like that. They're not supposed to do that. What they can say is, you know, this broadcast... this broadcast made possible in part by a kindly donation from the Frontier Motors Org. You know, like, which is an ad. It's an ad. And they have been doing this for years. So it's very interesting to see where this winds up going.
You know, I think the big thing with the non-coms is they don't put a call to action. Like,
that's right.
Go
that's,
to Frontier.
That's what they say. It's but you no can call give to action.
Name, phone number, website address. Right. But yeah.
But if you're telling people the same sorts of things that we would tell them,
just reworded.
Yeah. In yeah. exchange for a donation. I mean, that's an ad. You're buying an ad. I mean, if you didn't say it, would you get in trouble with your donors? That's an ad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's an ad. So for my own part, let's see. Carr wrote, Brent Carr, for my own part, I do not see a reason why Congress should continue sending taxpayer dollars to NPR and PBS given the changes in the media marketplace. Any sign taxpayer dollars supporting a broadcaster running what are effectively commercials further undermines the case to send federal dollars to public broadcasters. So we'll see, you know, what comes of it. But they only get 10% of their money from U.S. Charter, the public Corporation for Public Broadcasting. But it's both the rules, the tax status, and also the, you know, the funding source. 7:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, we have any... So many things we never get to. You saw before, right, like February 1st, that or before that, PETA had come out with their winter reveal cake instead of, you know, abusing the groundhog, you know?
Winter reveal?
Yeah, it's going to be, what, blue for six more weeks of winter and red, like it's going to be a gender reveal cake, which means that, you know, the answer is known in advance and it's not based on the divine inspiration of the groundhog. It's based on what the baker chooses to make it. Way to turn, you know, football into pro wrestling. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, John. I mean, way to turn real science into like pseudoscience, you know, yeah. A total sham, yeah.
We've got one accident with a roadblock that's happening on Brent Lane and Rawson Lane. The road is blocked on Brent. So definitely plan an alternate route around that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to work on a project, you need to fix something up around the house, you are building a house or any smaller structure, anywhere in that vicinity, Pensacola Hardware is the place to go. I mean, they have all the stuff, okay? And they have it. They won't have to order it for you. You know, you're not going to go in there and be like, you know, give me the hammer. Oh, we've got it 83 here in stock. You're not going to have to order it, which is, by the way, if you build things for a living is nice because, you know, time is money. You won't have to wait for it. Also, they can ship it to your job site. They can put you on a monthly bill instead of sending, you know, Zeke with a credit card down to buy, you know, all that kind of stuff. Okay. They're there to help you if you're a contractor. But for anybody, they are there to just be a resource. Again, not only the supplies, but the advice. You're trying to figure out how to do something. You got questions, ask them. Even if you don't have questions, you can ask them because they might have a better way to do it. I had an old boss one time. He said, the only time I want you to come to me for advice, Andrew, is when you're not sure what to do and when you are, which is always. But that's good advice. One of the 50 oldest companies in the entire United States. Since 1851, Pensacola Hardware has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com and let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Probably 6 months ago or so, a federal judge issued a ruling that basically asked the FDA to take a regulatory action about fluoride, and specifically fluoridation. And that really caught my attention. It was actually an issue that my wife has raised for years, but I just hadn't really found time to delve into the scientific study supporting it. But when this federal judge issued this ruling, I decided that I really needed to better understand the scientific literature here. And so I started doing that. I read primary papers, I read the judge's ruling, I read parts of the National Toxicology Program report that supported the judge's ruling.
This is Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo speaking at the Lee County Board of Commission meeting on Monday, where they were considering the proposal to end fluoridating their water. Remember, we talked about this here in Escambia County. ECUA does fluoridate the water at the recommended CDC level of CDC. I know it's EPA, but I think it's also CDC. Recommended level of 0.7 parts per million. And based on a vote taken in 1994, I think it was, where the population by 58% margin said, let's do it. So they started. And now some local activists are saying, stop. This is ridiculous. You should at the very least ask for a follow-up referendum, you know, because we've learned more and people may not be on board anymore. And also they think that you should just plain get rid of it because of the most concerning cases have to do with, you know, brain development for children, IQ impact of having higher levels of fluoride, and also pregnant women. But Joe Latipo has been the leader on this here in Florida. But by his own admission, he did not care before. I have said to you, I did not care or think about it before. I always thought of, you know, anti-fluoride people as being like chemtrail advocates or, you know, anti-vaxxers or, you know, flat earth conspiracy, you know, all whatever, just some wing nutty kind of thing. But I didn't know much. And you always got to be cautious about the thing you dismiss when you don't know too much. And so, you know, I've been looking into it ever since these folks started speaking at the Pensacola City Council meeting and the Escambia County Commission meeting and also the ECUA meeting. And ECUA is on the path towards having at least a referendum and maybe something more. But listening to Joe Latipo talk about this on Monday in Lee County, I found it fascinating.
And I'll tell you that I was stunned. You know, I was stupefied. I was stupefied by the strength of the evidence that demonstrates clear neurotoxic effects associated with fluoridation, and just the absence, the muteness of any discussion about this in the public health community. I literally, it was very jarring to my beliefs.
Yeah, and what, I mean, because we're getting at there is that the literature he says is very clear And he's a researcher in addition to being a doctor. I mean, like, that's kind of his thing. He says the literature is clear. The dose-response relationship, the causality, the higher the dose of fluoride, the more the damage. But also that even at low doses, you see some impact. And so it's not a question of safe thresholds or not. He doesn't think that there really is one. And again, he thinks that the, you know, the literature is very clear about this. And there's been, like, no reaction to it by, you know, government officials, except that he's now making a case for it and places are getting rid of the fluoride.
So at this point, it's I mean, I'm trying to think of a word that won't be taken the wrong way to describe the notion of continuing to support this. I mean, it's insane to continue to support this with the information that we have now.
Insane to continue to support it with the information we have right now. The biggest threat is to pregnant women and young children. And he actually talked about the counter argument, which is, but what about the value of preventing cavities, of protecting, you know, oral care? I'll play that for you in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still looking at that accident that happened on Brent Lane and Rossum Lane. The road is blocked. I'm seeing backups in both the east and west direction. Now, if you're headed westbound, it's right after the I-110 cutoff there at Brent Lane. And if you're going toward I-110, it's those lanes are on the right-hand side are blocked also. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in, RFK Jr. doesn't look like so much of a conspiracy theorist anymore, does he? He's been saying this for 30 years. Yeah, no, and that's part of the issue is that you sometimes find that, you know, sort of there's a tendency for some people to be captivated by contrarian ideas. And that doesn't mean the contrarian idea is right. It just means there's something kind of thrilling, exciting, intellectually rewarding about being able to take a contrary position. This is a flaw within academia. You know, there's a guy named Edward De Bono who writes about, you know, creative and critical, or used to write about creative and critical thinking, and he calls it the intelligence trap. You know, highly intelligent people are typically more captivated by obscure, weird, contrarian, countercultural ideas because it gives them a way to prove they're smart against the majority. It's one of the reasons why, you know, people in colleges are typically more prone towards atheism or communism or, you know, pick your weirdo belief, because it's a way for them to feel superior to the ordinary people and to justify their prestigious position as the intellectual thought leaders of the community. It's a trap. You got to beware of this. I mean, it really is a thing, because if you're good at argumentation and you're good at, you know, debating with people, then you can win the argument. That doesn't mean that you're right. But it can give you a sense of superiority and satisfaction. So you got to always be careful about that. But yeah, there's more to it. Here's the one that I wanted to give you was just his analysis of the benefits, because it's a cost benefit analysis, right? Are there benefits to having fluoride in the water? And clearly, at least historically, there have been.
And on the other side, you know, does fluoride have dental benefits? That's definitely been shown. But I don't want to undermine those. It's very, dental health is extremely important, you know, brushing your teeth, flossing. But even on the benefit side, the Cochrane Review, I think just last year, published a new review that showed that before 1975, the benefits of fluoridation for dental health were more substantive. But all of the studies, when they reviewed the studies since 1975, there's very little effect. In fact, their report actually says that there may not be any benefit to water fluoridation. And those are their words. So it's just on the benefit side, it's shaky, especially with the wide access we have to fluoridated toothpaste and mouthwash at this point, and it's cheap, it's affordable.
So getting some level of fluoride for the kids and poor people, of course, have access to Medicaid for, you know, dental treatments. You might have the ability to just pay for it yourself or have an insurance plan. He's basically saying there's no point to have it. It does have health consequences. And then you also have the issue, we talked about this the other day, about how, you know, it's even a majority imposing upon the minority who might not want to have it. That's problematic when you're talking about adding a medicine to everybody's water. So, you know, they voted unanimously to get rid of the water on Monday in Lee County. So municipalities and counties in Florida are moving in that direction. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we do the same thing here. But, you know, this is going to become a conversation. 437-1620. Oh, one other thing on the whole intelligence trap concept. You know, just always beware the feeling that just because you win an argument. You know somebody who's really, really, like, very quick? Don't you notice that they kind of often have weird beliefs? Why? Because you can feel superior to the ordinary people. You know, it's kind of like the atheist thing, which I had for a long time, is, I mean, if your big, intelligent Ferrari brain takes you to the same exact end conclusion, let's say basic theism, belief in God, that the, you know, the Taurus brain takes them to, then how can you prove your Ferrari is a Ferrari? You can only prove your Ferrari is a Ferrari if you have weird beliefs. And then win in debates and prove your superior to people. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A U.S. District Court judge in Massachusetts has paused the Trump administration's buyout offer for federal employees. The deadline to accept that offer was originally set for the end of the day yesterday, but a federal judge ordered that be pushed back until at least Monday. And hundreds of people that lost their homes in the wildfires in California will soon have to leave the Pasadena Convention Center. That space is going to be used for TV filming and other events. The Red Cross confirmed they're closing the shelter, but they haven't given an exact date as of yet.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. The smartest people often come up with the dumbest ideas. And that's maybe why you don't want the PhD running anything important.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Almost everyone who works for USAID, the main U.S. international aid agency, is put on administrative leave effective today, and the Trump administration now plans to eliminate those jobs altogether. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The United States will be providing foreign aid, but it is going to be foreign aid that makes sense and is aligned with our national interests.
He was named USAID's acting administrator on Monday. Two unions are suing over the cuts. Due today, a plan to declassify remaining files on the JFK assassination in 1963.
President Trump's executive order mandates that the Attorney General and Director of National Intelligence present a plan to release all of what's left. The exact number of files that are left is unclear. The president released thousands over the course of his first term, but withheld others on national security grounds.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich plans to release RFK and MLK Jr. assassination files are due in a month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 66 degrees. It is cloudy this morning. Residents at the Offensive Women's Homeless Camp on Fairfield Drive are figuring out just where they're going to go next if the camp gets closed down. It opened up earlier this year when Escambia County shut down the large Beggs Lane homeless camp.
We were on the streets before, and they kick us off the streets, and our options are jail or shelter. So we got a shelter. Now they're kicking us back on the streets where they don't want us to be. I don't get it.
Leisha Banks, and she talked to Channel 3. There's about 10 women currently living in that camp, which is behind the Offensive building in a fenced-in backyard. Offensive lets the women use amenities inside the building as well. Escambia Code Enforcement recently notified the organization that they were in violation of county ordinance, but the county says they didn't tell anybody they had to leave, and they are working to fix those issues with the building and the camp. A 36-year-old Pensacola man is dead after a crash on Millville Road this morning. It happened about 3 o'clock this morning. FHP says the driver of the vehicle died at the scene. They're currently looking for a passenger that's believed to have fled the scene without rendering aid or notifying law enforcement about the crash. Well, it looks like one of the Big Lots stores in our area might survive their bankruptcy. The Milton store is on a list that may stay open under a deal with Gordon Brothers Retail Partners. The store on Highway 90, one of only 12 locations in Florida that are on the list. Both locations in Pensacola are still expected to close. Big Lots did file for bankruptcy last September. More than 400 locations have already closed. Santa Rosa County schools have revised their calendar to make up for the 4 snow days caused by the snowpocalypse. The 4 snow days will be made up March 24th, which was originally a planning day for teachers, and May 27th, 28th, and 29th. The 27th and 28th would be full days. They were originally planned as half days. The 29th would be a half day. Under the revised calendar, final exams in the district would be pushed back to May 22nd, 23rd, and 27th. School Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber says she's applied for a waiver from the State Department of Education. If that gets approved, then their calendar would revert back to the original calendar. Construction on Century's Freedom Road Bridge is expected to start this May. The bridge has been closed for 5 years now after being deemed unsafe. That's meant longer than normal commutes for residents who live in the area. Interim Town Mayor Alicia Johnson says the bridge will be completely replaced. The project is expected to cost about $1.3 million. Governor Ron DeSantis seems like he could be open to eliminating FEMA. DeSantis was at the Florida State Fair yesterday and at the annual governor's luncheon. President Trump has proposed getting rid of FEMA. DeSantis thinks it could make hurricane recovery quicker. He also said cutting the bureaucracy would allow money to go further and in greater amounts. It is 735 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Brent Lane and Rawson Lane. I'm not seeing much of a backup there, but they've moved it off to the side of the road, but it looks like the eastbound traffic is having some issues there. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 and even through the Highway 29 intersection, we're starting to see congestion delays there, about a 5 to 7 minute delay with that. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Dense fog advisory in place for this morning. Fog will burn off as you go into the afternoon. High today near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62 with fog possible as you go into the overnight and into Saturday morning. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high near 73. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 66 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze. And it's 68 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Today is Jobs Friday. Analysts are predicting 169,000 non-farm payrolls were added for January. This is down from the whopping 256,000 added in December. The unemployment rate is projected to stay at 4.1%, according to the Dow Jones consensus. Data drops in 10 minutes. Doximity has reported third quarter fiscal 2025 results that beat analysts' expectations for revenue and guidance. The company's revenue increased 25% to nearly $169 million in its third quarter. Affirm shares jumped more than 15% in extended trading after the provider of buy now, pay later loans reported better than expected fiscal second quarter results. Growth in gross merchandise volume increased 35% from a year earlier. Revenue grew even faster, increasing 47% from a year earlier. Futures are slightly lower ahead of jobs data dropping in minutes. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 125. That's your money now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And, you know, I wanted to remind folks that have the theory out there that, well, a camera saw me by 1 millimeter and the camera was wrong. We actually rejected 38 citations, you know, about 3% of the citations during that period, even though they were just warnings and there was no financial consequence, just for our guys to get practice.
Yeah,
you know,
the habit, right.
We sent back 38.
I have found one where a vehicle, it stopped, but it stopped in the middle of the crosswalk. It's kind of iffy, so I rejected it. We can reject for emergency vehicle coming through. If you're part of the funeral escort, that's all on here.
Mayor D.C. Reeves talking with me this week about the red light camera practice. Now that we've switched over to actually issuing citations with a $158 price tag attached to them. And then Officer Brad Budden from PPD talking to Channel 3 yesterday about what he does when he qualifies or disqualifies the tickets. They have to always go through a human eyes in order to be approved or not. Joining us now for PPD, we have Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon. She is the assistant or deputy PIO, Mike Wood, of course, the one you hear all the time. Sergeant Sturgeon, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning. Happy to join you.
Oh, great to have you. So I do have some questions about this, and I think they're the questions that most people have. And so, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, we couldn't have you yesterday because President Trump was speaking, but it gives us a great chance to talk today about this. Let's talk a little bit about how this process actually works. Because, first of all, how many officers are actually working, you know, putting eyes on the red light tickets? I know Brad Budden is one of them. How many others are there?
So there's six officers in the traffic division. So it's a combined effort. All six of them have the ability and have been trained and doing this new procedure and taking a look at those violations.
Okay, so there's six of them who kind of share the duty or share the workload. Do you have any sense of how many man hours by PPD is going into this? I just don't have any idea, and I wonder if it's something that's stressing the department where you need to hire more people to compensate.
I think it's probably too soon to make that judgment call,
okay.
But it is a collective effort. The man hours are unpredictable because this is due to the mercy of the violation numbers. So it is a new program. The statistics, you know, will come in. We'll be able to make a better judgment call on that. But again, it is the officers are at the mercy of how many violations occur and then how many of those violations are sent to them every day.
Okay.
Those can vary. It depends on the software that the company that's going to get those, accumulate them, and then send them over for review.
Okay, so they might bunch up, batch out, whatever, and that can create a little bit more of a stress because processing them doesn't necessarily come in, you know, 10 a day, but can come in 200 a day and then 40 a day, you know, that kind of thing. That makes sense to me. Okay.
Sure. Every day is different.
And right now, am I right that we're just now catching up to, like, when they started to become actual enforceable tickets is kind of like just recently or just now catching up to that point in the flow. Is that right?
Correct. I believe it was going to be next week that they believe that they'll be able to get into the February dates.
Okay. Which would be when they started to enforce, to apply the fine. So the question, the biggest mm-hmm. question that I have when the mayor talks about disqualifying, let's say 3% ish of the tickets, my main question is, are those, do those cases involve actual violations by the letter of the law, like Officer Budden said, you know, being halfway parked over the crosswalk is a violation of the law? Do those cases involve actual violations where the eyes on officer just gives grace and we don't want to enforce that tightly? Or do those involve not violations where the cameras are making a mistake somehow or other, or some combination of both of those?
So I would say a combination, because I think that the traffic officer, it'll be clear to them if this was a faulty camera issue or a system issue. They've been trained. There's, you know, three different kind of points of view with the cameras that the officer will be looking at. And especially with them being trained, they'll be able to spot pretty right away if this looks like an error maybe on the equipment. So that I think would be an easy resolution.
Okay.
When they're looking for the violation, if the violations are questionable or borderline, they're going to be rejected. They're looking for clear violations because these the views that come in, the violation is stamped and even shows to the decimal point that the time that the violation occurs after the light has transitioned to the color red.
Okay.
So it's time stamped. It gives the amount of seconds. It's very clear, three different points of view, and they can make that decision by quickly reviewing that violation.
Okay, no, that's exactly what I wanted. And also, we learned yesterday during the interview that Channel 3 did that they can exempt the incident by noting, for example, that it was an ambulance or it was some, you know, it was a police car in response mode, or there's a whole bunch of a funeral. You know, because if a funeral's running a red light, you know, you get 60 cars go through, you're not issuing 60 tickets, right?
Right. And so that's something that in the example of manpower hours, you know, that may take a little bit of time. However, you know, once they realize, okay, we've got 60 in, but it happened to be a funeral procession, I think, you know, the officer's going to learn how to quickly maybe look at those and tie those all in together. But again, it will be time that is dedicated to rejecting a bulk amount.
Very good. We're talking to Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon from the Pensacola Police Department. Brittany, hang on for just a second. Let's get John in here with traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're starting to see more congestion delays through that construction zone. I'd say about a 10-minute to 12-minute delay through that area. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon from PPD. Sergeant, the folks who are doing this, the traffic cops, okay, the traffic division, they see the normal pattern of people's bad driving. They issue citations all the time. They're familiar with this stuff. I think the opponents of this system have in mind that, as the mayor keeps responding to, that this is all going to be, you know, like egregious, overzealous enforcement. Nobody runs red lights. This is just, you know, the city out to make money. I expect, and you tell me if I'm wrong about this, I expect that the seasoned veterans in the traffic division are, for the first time ever, able to really get a comprehensive picture of how bad this problem is, and I'm guessing they're horrified by it. Which version of the reality is the right one?
Absolutely. I mean, this is putting data behind experience. You know, it's backing the experience of these officers, and now it's going to be showing data where, you know, you always hear the phrase, "And where's a cop when I need them?" Well, this is assisting that because obviously our traffic motor units can't be everywhere. This is just a tool to help with this problem. And I think that the data that you'll see is going to reflect what the officers see on a regular basis or, you know is an existing issue in the city and nationwide, but just, you know, don't have the ability to be there all the time.
Right. No, that's a good point. And actually, somebody here, I just got a couple of texts on the subject. Somebody says, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, make sure you don't run a red light. Don't run a red light anyway. And then somebody else says, I think that it's very fair enforcement. That comes from somebody who got one. So, you know, that's kind of the point. Hey, switching gears here. Is there anything else on this subject? Because I may forget or fail to ask a question. Anything else on this subject that you wanted to add that you think it's important for people to know?
No, I mean, I think that it's a new procedure for us as well. And maybe, you know, these things aren't new. They aren't new to law enforcement. You know, neighboring agencies have cameras and they are successful with those as well. You know, so I think this is just going to be a learning curve for everybody, but I think that it's going to be a positive thing.
Yeah, very good. And I hope so, too. I mean, I think Gulf Breeze is safer because of it, and I think we will be safer because of it. I certainly hope so. One other thing that I wanted to talk with you about is I happened to have an experience with another one of your officers the other day, and she was telling me that we have brand new cruisers. In fact, I got to take some photos of it that we're moving from the Tahoes to a sedan. We have Dodge Chargers, right?
Right.
And why?
Yeah, so our agency, Yeah, so our agency and fleet management was presented an opportunity to get a bulk order of 10 of the Dodge Chargers, and this was at a cost-effective price. And they took the opportunity due to savings and vehicle needs. And a lot of it is to, for savings, but also to avoid further wait on production. I think that supply and demand of vehicle production nationwide is a known issue, and every agency, every police and law enforcement agency is looking for vehicles, and this is a need that is a revolving and reoccurring need for agencies. So while you know production is halted, the need still awaits.
Yeah.
And we were given this opportunity to take a different maybe angle at available sedans, these Dodge Chargers, and they jumped at the opportunity due to the cost-effective price and the need.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, it's the basic issue of supply chain is if suddenly everybody is putting in demand for the same thing, well, it's harder to get or more expensive to get, and so you may want to pursue an alternative. You know, when everybody's trying to buy the, you know, Blazers and Tahoes or whatever, you know, then all of a sudden maybe you have to look to a different source, and, you know, it makes sense. Is it your – because I think you only have one, right, so far? Sergeant Darling has the one so far. Is that right?
Yeah, so multiple of them are being outfitted now for use. You will see that one out now that has been completely outfitted and is operating at this time. And you know that this vehicle has been it's a known, you know, police vehicle package, and it's heavily used by other agencies. It's still a reliable option. So it was just an avenue that our agency decided to take to fit the need in. So the public will start seeing those soon.
And I, you know, I got to imagine, at least for some people, being able to sort of sit down into a sedan rather than having to climb up into the SUV, and maybe even you eventually get canines into these units as well. There are physical advantages to that, aside from the cost savings. And, of course, as you say, it's a certainly adequate performance vehicle that, except for snow apocalypse, we don't really necessarily have to have the high clearance of an SUV, even though it's become standard. One just neat small thing is Sergeant Darling was telling me that the new ones are equipped with a system that if the Charger pulls up next to the Tahoe, then they flip a switch, they can sync their lights together so that they're actually flashing on the same pattern. Is that true?
Yes, there's advanced technology for that. So the newer the vehicles, the newer the capabilities. So yes, they are able to do that with our newer Tahoes as well.
No, I think that's fantastic. It also means that if you're in the habit of violating the traffic laws here in the city of Pensacola, you may want to be aware that black and white might not be might not look the same as you know, you might expect to see it now. So very cool. Are they in demand? Do people want to get into them?
Oh, I think that everybody has their preferences.
Sure.
You know, everybody has their own preference. Some people still prefer those, you know, old Crown Vic. The agency, I would say the officers are excited about them, excited to see them out and kind of learn about it. Again, it's the new technology is, you know, always interesting and appealing to those who maybe don't have that in their existing cruisers.
You should try to acquire a few Crown Vics just for the old fellas.
I know it.
Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon, she's the Deputy PIO for the City of Pensacola Police Department. Sergeant, thank you so much for the time, informing us and keeping us safe. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You bet. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get a good realtor who's going to help you get good answers to your questions, help you ask better questions, solve your problems, get you all the way through to the finish line of, you know, closing on the deal. But especially, you know, I don't know, lately I've been thinking a lot about when we first bought a home. And when you're first buying or even first selling, like you bought but now you're selling, it's a stressful experience. You don't know what to expect. It's a huge life decision. It's, you know, yeah, the learning curve is steep, right? So that's especially the time when having a good real estate agent is a very valuable thing. And I think back to when we bought our first home and it was okay. But I think, man, if I could have only had somebody like Christina helping us when we did that, it would have been so much better, smoother, easier. We probably would have got a better deal. I mean, just all that stuff is why you want somebody who she and her team, you know, in 2023 sold 175 homes, in 2024 sold 165 homes, very consistently clicking along, even in a slightly down real estate market like it is right now, just getting the job done and helping people, you know, transition in whatever capacity that fits for them. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Today at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The price is wrong.
Good morning. It's 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a plumbing need of any kind, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, or anything you just can't quite figure out for yourself, call Barbary Plumbing. It's flat rate pricing by the time it takes. Sorry, by the job, not by the time it takes. And so you know in advance how much it's going to cost you. I know we had them out to fix a problem that I caused. Because I fixed it in the wrong direction. 477, and they were great. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly this morning. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29, both northbound and southbound at the East Burgess Road light. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody notes, I wish the PPD would just turn down the intensity of their lights because they're so piercing. I think that's a byproduct of the blue, frankly. I don't know that you can necessarily fix that, but I do understand. They are very, very, very bright. Somebody else says, what intersections? Oh, good question. All four approaches, east, west, north, and south at Airport and 9th and Brent or Bayou and 9th. And then it's not active yet, I think, the east, west at Fairfield and 9th. And also the company, not this is not PPD's fault or the city's fault, but the company put them in on the wrong direction at Davis and Fairfield. It's currently installed north-south, but it's supposed to be east-west, and that's going to be fixed. So, and then westbound at Gregory Street, crossing over to get under the, at 9th Avenue to get over onto the interstate. And that was the biggest offender, people running that light, which is amazing to me. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, drones have become cheaper and they're easier to fly, but that does come with risks in certain places, especially airports. Congressman Troy Nels wants police to be given the right to shoot the drones down with a new device.
It's called a D-Drone Defender. It sends a radio frequency and a GPS jammer. That's what it does.
He showed off the device this week at a hearing. It looks like a gun, but it doesn't shoot bullets. It sends out a radio wave that orders the drone to go back to wherever it launched from. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, will keep around 300 people on staff for now. Thousands more are being placed on leave as part of the Trump administration's efforts to downsize the foreign aid agency. And the former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers player Shohei Ohtani is being sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison. Ipe Mizuhira will spend 57 months behind bars. He pled guilty to bank and tax fraud last year.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620 is my phone number. If you want to weigh in on anything, if you are a company that has employees, you have to deal with benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, human resource management, payroll. Torgerson Causey is here for you. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. This is literally what they do. Like your business is HVAC or legal help or auto repair. Their business is helping you do the parts of your business you don't want to have to do. The parts that kind of drive you crazy. But the parts that are important because, you know, retaining, recruiting good employees depends on benefits, and handling that stuff is, you know, a necessity these days. You want to be able to do it the best you can. And I know from personal experience that Torgerson and Causey is great. We have better plans because of them. We have choices because of them. They are fantastic at customer service, answering our questions, which, you know, I'm a philosopher, she's an engineer. We ask questions, and they are fantastic at answering them. So I appreciate them. Torgerson and Causey, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.